Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Mayor de Blasio told us yesterday New York City schools will be open in September, but he apparently forgot to run this by his frenemy, the governor, not to mention the head of the teachers' union. Glenn Schuck with more from Midtown this morning. Glenn?
It seems like a fairly regular occurrence. The mayor and governor not on the same page on a very important issue like this. While the mayor is pledging that students will return to the classroom, a short time later, the governor's office issuing a statement calling that premature, and they need to see how the virus develops. In any matter, they say the final call comes from Albany and not City Hall. Bill de Blasio insists, though, that parents want schools open.
DOE did a survey of parents, and they got 400,000 responses. That is not a small sample size. 400,000 people answered the survey. 75% of our New York City public school parents want to send their kids back to school in September. They feel ready now.
Speaking of surveys from the DOE, parents and students of grades 6 through 12, only half say they're comfortable sending their kids to school, planning to wear a mask in the classroom. The parents of younger kids, grades K through 2, even lower confidence, only about 40% say they want their young children wearing masks. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds in Midtown.
Some people who went to a house party in Rockland County were not cooperating with contact tracers, but they suddenly became a lot more cooperative when the topic of fines came up. Carol DiOria with more this morning. Carol?
First came the attitude, then came the subpoenas, and suddenly everyone was on the same page.
John?
Rockland County Health Commissioner Dr. Patricia Schnabel Rupert said when contact tracers first reached some of the people who were at the house party, they did not want to cooperate. They said things like, I don't have to answer to the government. But when they received the subpoena with a $2,000 fine, suddenly, she told CNN, they all started talking.
When the subpoenas were processed and delivered, within a few hours, we had responses from almost everyone. And by this morning, everyone.
The contact tracers wanted to know about a June 17th house party in West Nyack. The host of the party had symptoms of COVID-19. And from that, nine people in their early 20s tested positive for the coronavirus. But no one had to be hospitalized. Rupert said contact tracing is paramount to keep the numbers low. Carol DiOria, 1010 Winds News.
The New York State Court Officers Union is suing the state agency that runs the courts, claiming it hasn't done enough to protect court officers from the coronavirus. The suit claims that union members have been and continue to be exposed to COVID-19 and have in fact contracted coronavirus and died as a result of that. The union says that it's the union that's been providing court officers with masks and hand sanitizers. Dennis Quirk, president of the union, also claims the Office of Court Administration is trying to get him removed by leaking an email in which three black court officers accuse him of fostering racial inequality and brutality among court officers. He tells the Post, they had it in for me. There's no comment from the Office of Court Administration. Mayor de Blasio's critics are accusing him of employing fuzzy math in his promise to cut $1 billion from the NYPD budget. The New York Post reports an analysis by the Office of Management and the Budget shows that the mayor will keep the $326 million school safety budget on the NYPD's books for at least one more year, even though the mayor made the division's transfer to the Department of Education a key part of cutting the police budget. Council Speaker Corey Johnson's accusing de Blasio of accounting tricks to try to inflate the size of the NYPD cuts. A spokeswoman for de Blasio says the mayor has been clear that there would be a two-year transition in the control of school safety agents to the DOE. Johnny Frias works for the City Department of Sanitation, so he's probably concerned about sanitary issues, and maybe that's why he got into it with a guy who walked into a bagel shop in Queens without a mask on his face. Police say Mr. Frias told the maskless man he should be a masked man. An argument ensued, and the maskless man spat at Mr. Frias, who police say then punched the maskless man in his maskless face. Mr. Frias, age 52, is charged with assault. Cops are thinking about charging the other man for spitting at him. For what it's worth, businesses in the city are not supposed to allow customers if they're not wearing masks. A new bail reform took effect yesterday. A new law reforms some of the bail reforms that took effect at the beginning of the year. Some of the charges that were ineligible for bail under the old law are now eligible again. That includes sex trafficking, money laundering in support of terrorism, possession of a weapon on school grounds, vehicular assault in the first degree, and any crime that proves fatal. Judges will also now have discretion to set bail in felony cases in which the defendant was on probation. And those in which the defendant, if found guilty, would qualify for sentencing as a persistent felony offender. There will be a Best of TV special tomorrow night of the mini fireworks show that Macy's put on throughout the week. Those segments all recorded, of course, but there will be a live grand finale shot off from the Empire State Building. Executive producer Susan Tercero telling 1010 Winds it was a real challenge putting this all together, given the current environment in the city.
It took a lot of different iterations, different ideas, and things were constantly evolving in the city. The city was constantly learning every single day from different experiences, different things that were happening, and that was really what drove us to this decision.
Tomorrow night's show will salute frontline healthcare workers. It will include a performance by John Legend and conclude with the playing of New York, New York. Speaking of fireworks, Joshua King, who lives in Flatlands, Brooklyn, doesn't have a home at the moment because his burned down when his cousin allegedly fired some fireworks through a window of the 2.5-story home on East 51st Street.
Basically, everything I have in there was burnt up. My money, my clothes, my jewelry, everything.
It was all caught on video since released by the fire department under arrest. 36-year-old Damian Bend is charged with arson. The city received more than 12,000 fireworks complaint calls to 911 last month alone. That's 12 times as many as June of last year. There were also thousands of calls to 311. As for why the big increase, one theory holds that people are bored. Yes, there's just not that much to do here nowadays. Mayor de Blasio waited until the last minute, and then he postponed the scheduled painting of a Black Lives Matter mural on Fifth Avenue right in front of Trump Tower yesterday. No official reason was given, but a City Hall spokeswoman said it was due to a schedule change. The painters, who didn't get the word in time and showed up with brushes in hand, were disappointed. Jerome Barth, president of the Fifth Avenue Association, said he received the 11th-hour notice that the city would not be moving forward with the mural for now. President Trump, in tweets earlier this week, said a Black Lives Matter sign would denigrate Fifth Avenue. He also called the mural a symbol of hate. The Mets begin workouts at Citi Field today. The Yanks will start tomorrow. Both teams say virus protocols are in place. Mets hitting coach Chili Davis will be working from home in Arizona because of concerns about coronavirus, even though he doesn't have it. Tony Clark, executive director of the Major League Baseball Players Association, told ESPN Sports Center he's looking down the road.
We have an opportunity to reset and look forward to re-engaging here soon on a collective bargaining agreement discussion.
Major League Baseball still hasn't released a schedule for the 60-game season. Opening day will be July 23rd or maybe the 24th. The High Line's been closed during the pandemic, but will reopen a couple of weeks from now, July 16th to be precise. But like pretty much everything else these days, there will be restrictions. Robert Hammond is executive director of the High Line, and he says this will be a soft opening.
When we first open, we're going to only open from Ganzevoort, which is the southern end, right where the Whitney is, to 23rd Street. And we want to see how that goes. And if that goes smoothly, we'll be able to open it, further in the coming weeks.
Visitors will have to stay 6 feet apart from strangers. There will be markers to help with that, and masks will be required. They will be provided to those who do not have them. Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the radio.com app to take us with you wherever you go.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.